to American Road Trip Talk, where you meet the people behind the stories in American Road Magazine, and we introduce you to new travel destinations. I'm Foster Brown. In our recent Volume 15, Number 1, there was a story in the Friends in the Fast Lane column about the National Scenic Byways Program 25th anniversary. The Scenic Byways 25 event was celebrated at the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center in Washington, D.C. That same month in Kansas, a brand new byway was inaugurated, the Land and Sky Byway. Our guest on this American Road Trip Talk is Roxy Yonke, byway coordinator and PR manager for the Goodland Visitors and Convention Bureau in Kansas. Roxy will describe the highlights of this brand new byway, which has a unique claim to fame. It's the only agriculturally focused byway to date in America. Byways are something that we love to talk about here on American Road Magazine. And in one of our recent magazines, we talked about a meeting that was held in December in Washington, D.C., celebrating the byways. Right now, I'm talking with Roxy Yonke, who is the coordinator of the Land and Sky Byway in Kansas, one of the newer byways out there. And Roxy, thank you very much for joining us here on American Road Trip Talk.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Thank you. Yes. Now, tell me, Roxy, just a little bit of background. Let's step back and tell me when your byway opened and what areas it covers.
We were designated in June, and we had our dedication in October. The byway runs from the Nebraska state line south on Kansas Highway 27 to Sharon Springs for 88 miles.
And that, so to help us who are not from Kansas, that would be in northwest Kansas, am I right?
Yes, so that is the northwest corner of the state, as far northwest as you can get.
And once again, Roxy, how long is the byway?
88 miles.
88 miles. Well, what's kind of unique about it? What are some of the highlights that are on the byway as people would, maybe they're listening to us right now and preparing to head out west, and they're thinking of putting that as part of their itinerary?
Well, our byway is the nation's first byway that is going to be themed around agriculture.
Ah.
So that is unique in itself. We have wheat, sunflowers, milo, and corn mostly here, but there's also specialty crops such as dry beans.
Mm-hmm.
If you start along the byway from the north, you will come to a place that is about as unstereotypically Kansas as you can get. Our state is mythically flat,
mm-hmm.
which is untrue, but you will definitely see how untrue it is in the Arickaree Breaks.
Yes.
The breaks are basically Kansas canyons, and they're wind-eroded hills of lush soil.
Mm-hmm.
Very dramatic.
Yes.
Very beautiful.
I've seen some pictures of it, and you're right. I was surprised that kind of geographic feature was in Kansas, because I guess, like a lot of people, most Americans who don't live in Kansas have the impression of the state being very flat. This certainly isn't flat. It's almost like a moonscape.
No. Well, that's a good description, except there's, instead of like the moon, there is vegetation.
So you pass from the Arickaree Breaks, and then as you head southeast into the state, right?
Right. Basically, you will go south, and then the road bends to the east, south again, bends east, and then pretty much goes south mm-hmm. the rest of the way.
And as it,
but if you, as go ahead. You, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, then as it's going south, it's more of the agricultural layout that you spoke of, right?
Right. You will, as you go south, you'll see the Republican River, and then you'll start to see fields open up in front of you. And of course, depending upon the season, depends on what you will see.
Mm.
This time of the year, we're beginning to see the wheat green up. So you have these large patches of green lawn, it looks like.
Ah.
And it looks like someone should come and mow. Except that doesn't happen for a while.
I gotcha. Now, are there places where, I know a lot of times on byways, there are places where there are places you can pull off the road, and there are some things that tell people about the byway or about the, you know, some of the features of the area you're in. Are there things like that as you come down the land and sky byway?
Since we're a brand new byway, we do not have interpretive signage yet.
Okay.
The state is going to be letting bids for those in July.
Ah, okay.
And then hopefully we will have some late summer, early fall.
Ah, excellent. Okay.
But as to where they will be, one will be just south of the Nebraska line. One will be in the Rickery Breaks. One will be in Goodland. And one will be in Sharon Springs. There's also going to be one on Road 79, which is where the Western Cattle Trail crosses Highway 27.
That's right.
So the Wallace branch of the Western Cattle Trail was the westernmost and final branch of the cattle trail in Kansas before the state quarantined the Texas cattle out of the state.
I see. Okay. We're talking, by the way, with Roxy Yonke, who is the coordinator for the Land and Sky Byway in Kansas. Roxy, you're also a coordinator for the Convention and Visitor Bureau in Goodland. Is Goodland the southern terminus, am I right, of the byway?
Actually, the southern terminus is Sharon Springs.
Oh, okay.
Goodland is kind of the hinge of the byway. We're right in the middle. We're on I-70. So
I got you.
Probably most people access the byway from I-70, so they'll come through exit 17 in Goodland, and that's where a kiosk is going to be, is right in Goodland, so people can learn about the byway.
Now, if people are trying to maybe get a map, is there a place they can go online to find a map of the byway?
The byway is on the state's map right now.
Ah.
So you go to travelks.com and you can get a state map from there. And they also have a byway publication, which you can order.
Mm-hmm.
And our byway website is landandskyscenicbyway.com. So you can contact us through the byway website, and we would be glad to send you some information.
Excellent, excellent. So it sounds like a lot of this is still in development, Roxy.
That is the case.
Yeah. If people come to your Convention and Visitors Bureau in Goodland, will they find, first of all, they'll find you there, but will they find more information about the byway?
Yes.
So that sounds like a good place to go if you're interested in covering the byway, would be to go to Goodland, Kansas, and look for the Convention and Visitor Bureau there.
Kansas is known as the Sunflower State, and Goodland is the sunflower capital of the Sunflower State.
Oh, excellent.
So if you want to see huge sunflowers in bloom, plan on coming here generally about mid-August. But definitely you want to contact us ahead of time, because Mother Nature does things. You know, she lives by her own schedule.
Yeah, yeah. It's a flexible schedule. What is your website for the Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Visitgoodland.com.
All right. That's
great.
It's good advertising, and hopefully people will take you up on exactly that. Roxy,
I hope so.
Yeah, Roxy Yonke, thank you very much. Have you had people asking about the byway?
Yes, we have. We've been to some trade shows, travel shows, and people are very interested in seeing the byway. So we're very excited to be welcoming people to our portion of the world, and you see how beautiful it is.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm delighted to hear. Well, it sounds like the Land and Sky Byway in Kansas is like a work in progress in many ways, and it's just going to get better with signage and
that's
some
right.
interpretive centers. But if you're interested in finding out about more now, you might want to go online and visit those sites that Roxy talked about, or to check in with the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Goodland, Kansas. Thank you so much, Roxy, for being with us here on American Road Trip Talk.
Thank you so much for calling me.
All right. Take care.
You've been listening to another edition of American Road Trip Talk, where we introduce you to the people and places behind the articles in American Road Magazine.
Please subscribe to our regular podcast interviews through iTunes or your favorite podcast application. Visit us online at www.AmericanRoadMagazine.com for more information about the magazine, trip itinerary suggestions, fun contests, and a whole lot more. And by the way, you'll also find us on Facebook. Until we meet again on the American Road, this is Foster Brown reminding you that the joy is in the journey.